Kate Nixon was a fierce advocate for the community with a heart like no other, who walked around fearlessly and full of joy. She died at 23 years old on December 29, shortly after being diagnosed with leukemia. Nixon was known for her advocacy, organizing, support and help for the unhoused community in the city. "Nobody in Guelph did what she did," said Bang Lee, friend and mentor to Kate. "He doesn't know how the community got so lucky to have someone with the innocence and energy of youth, but the conviction of somebody who has seen life on the street." Kate's life and legacy is huge. It's so outsized for the age she was. Not many people live a whole lifetime and have Kate's legacy. "It's hard to believe she's only 23, said her friend Brendan Johnson. With Kate, everything she did was rooted in love. She created these avenues of kindness and caring, he said. Her dad Grant said there was always something going on, whether it be taking care of rescue animals like rabbits or birds, or late-night drives downtown to bring people clothes and food. Even at the hospital, she made sure everyone on her floor had a Christmas card with messages of encouragement. "For a very early age, she had this empathy about her that was really special, genuine and special," said Grant. "She had the ability to put herself in other people's positions and help them." Before she was diagnosed, she was on the bone marrow registry. When she was at the hospital, it saddened her that she wouldn't be on the registry anymore or be able to donate blood, he said. She was determined to live. Kate and her family were hopeful. Her dad wishes he was more involved with her community work. She certainly leaves a lasting impression. Kate loved everything, culture, dance, and had such joy being in community, said Johnson. When they met, they struck up a friendship and leaned on each other, since the work they do in the community with marginalized people can be heavy at times. He spoke about how funny and full of joy she was. "She was fierce and fearless in front of power. She challenged people in all the best ways. She stood up for and to people," he said. "Kate showed up for people who were shown up for the least," he said. "She didn't do charity work like it was often done. She was there to support people and be their friend." "My life has been altered working with Kate," said Lee. "There hasn't been a young person he has admired as much as Kate, for the work she did in the community. From volunteer management, running daily programming, securing funding and getting a space to operate out of, there isn't much she didn't do. She started a not-for-profit from nothing except seeing a problem and figuring it out," he said. "Kate burned the system down and created a new one," Lee said. "While on the ground, work can be complicated and it can be difficult to get resources, she somehow managed to do it week after week," said Johnson. "She was a powerhouse. Such a beautiful, beautiful person. While she was in the hospital, she made sure your downtown Guelph friends, YDGF, and its volunteers had everything it needed to keep running. The group she helped create gives support to people in need downtown with food, clothing and other necessities." At the hospital, Kate asked Lee how she could support him, and he told her it's her turn to be supported. She always took care of people. Through her work with YDGF, she inspired her volunteers, even if they had only worked with her for a couple of weeks. EDGF's table would be set up at places like St. George's Square, where she knew people would be. She knew how to support people in the ways they needed, and it was almost already in her DNA somehow, said Johnson. Today he spoke with people who knew Kate, and they want to honor her by keeping her work going. "You can tell that she just inspired people by who she was and how she walked in the world," he said. "She led by example and lifted up those around her. I thought there's going to be some great things ahead, and she's going to be extremely impactful in the world," her dad said. "All she ever wanted to do was make a difference and help people. She always looked to do more and put her heart and soul in whatever she did."